to the Good Energy Doctor and Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I am Dr. Hannah Klein and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good and happy and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place and the things inside of us that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality you might live in, where there's never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger about the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Come along. Today we're going to explore a question from one of the listeners that I think also resonate with a lot of other people. I going to break this lifelong habit I've had to eat much too much and not good stuff? I want to break this habit. I have no idea how. Well, I think you're not alone. The whole world is full of millions of diets to help people to change this life, this way of relating to food, for example. All the diets in the world will not change you unless you change these programs inside of you that are running automatically, that is tripping you up, right? And you know it too. You know you're supposed to eat healthy, good, home-cooked food. And still you can't help but buying all these bags of chips and extra candy and have a whole tub of ice cream, and then you are very angry with yourself for having eaten those things. You know better, I shouldn't have this, and now I'm just getting weight, and I'm feeling more and more sluggish every day. Oh, I knew I was useless. But that is not true, of course. You're not at all useless. You just have a program in the back of your mind running all the time with relation to food. We don't know exactly, everyone has a different version of it. But let's just say, for example, when I feel sad, I need to eat. It's going to fill up that hole of sadness I have. So anytime anything comes around that makes you feel a little sad or a little not appreciated or a little not quite on top of your game, you just feel the urge, you have to go and get something to eat. You have to feel that. Some people need crunchy things. People need sweet things. Some people need to chew it. Some people need to eat ice cream. Whatever it is that you feel. But it is not helping you. And you know it. It has been a trip up wire for you forever. So let's just go with me. Go to your subconscious mind and say, hey, program that says I need to eat as soon as I feel hurt or sad in any way, come on out. Pull it out of your subconscious mind as if it's actual physical thing you can take out of your brain and put it kind of hanging in midair in front of you, in front of your eyes. You look and you see it. It's like a cloud. This has been your adversary for years. But it's just a program. It didn't mean anything. It just was put in there when you were little. And somebody maybe even put it into you by, oh, you're sad. Let me give you a lollipop. Oh, did you hurt yourself? Let me give you a bag of crisps. They didn't mean anything bad. They just wanted to help you out in that challenging situation. But he built into you that whenever I feel sad, I want to eat. So now it's in front of you. This whole program is there. It's no longer in your subconscious mind. It can't run you anymore. Oh, but wait, there's all these little threads that go from this program back into your head, into your subconscious mind. Let's pull them out. Oh, this has a lot of threads. A lot of things are hanging onto this thread. Because all my feelings and thoughts and all my feeling bad after having eaten it and all my physical feeling bad and my spiritual feeling bad and my disappointment in myself, all of them. Oh, this is a lot of life in here. Let's just pull them out. Pull them out. Pull on these threads. And sometimes they're stuck really deep in. This has been such a dominating program in your life for a longest time. Just take them out. Pull them out. Pull them out. And now is this cloud with all its tentacles hanging right in front of you. And you say, I'm blowing you away. Go away. You're no longer part of my life. Just as this happened, bring up some sad feeling. Bring up some, I'm still very round. You look down on yourself and you say, I'm still very round. But do you notice? And nothing says, so I should eat something now. Because I don't feel good about myself. No, it's not so dominant anymore. Okay, next day, you come back and you do the same thing. You do the same thing. You say, program that says I have to eat whenever I'm sad or feel attacked in any way, or feel that I'm not doing the right things, come on out of my subconscious mind. But the program's not there anymore. But some residue is still there. Some thoughts and feelings are still stuck in various places in your brain, and you just need to take them out gently. But you feel already so much more relaxed. Oh my God, this wasn't that hard. And you look down on yourself and say, I still feel very round. I still am very round. And this is me, you say with a smile. And there's no longer that incredible guilt and all the stories around it. Simply how it is. And I know it's going to melt away in the right time. And that's just it. See, when you now start dedicating yourself to eating good things, it would not be hard. You might find that you have some more programs still in your subconscious mind running with relation to food. You will find them. You would define them. You will take them out of your subconscious mind and move on. And you will eat good, healthy food that's going to nourish your body. Yes, it is still rounder than you wished, but slowly it's becoming healthy and you are filling it with good, nutritious food. When you eat, you think about that the food I'm eating is going to fill every cell with nutrition. Before, you were just filling a hole in your soul, in a sense, with whatever it was that you needed to eat to fill that soul hole. But it could never be filled. It could never be filled. It can never be filled by food, by alcohol, by drugs, by shopping, by porn, whatever it is that you feel you need to fill your soul hole. Can never be filled. But this way, you can fill yourself up with nutritious food. And when you eat, you can be conscious of what you eat. Cherish what you eat. Look at this healthy food. Look at the different colors I'm eating. Look at these different things. Each one is going to help build the nourishing, strong, good cells in my body. I'm going to be vibrant. I'm going to have energy. I'm not going to feel always tired. because I've been eating all these things that my digestive system really can't deal with, so I'm feeling tired all the time. And then I feel tired all the time, and then I feel like I need to eat more because I don't have the energy to, the food would give me energy. But you know, it's all just wobbled up in my subconscious mind. And it's time to just let it go. Let it go. And start on the healthy, new, good way that's going to last you for the rest of your life. And if you occasionally will trip up, you would just know, okay, I stop myself. I'm thinking, what is it that makes me not able to pass this bakery without buying something good? What am I trying to fill here? Why do I need to give myself a treat, so to speak? Why do I feel the need to give myself a treat? And slowly, slowly, you will realize that you can give yourself other kinds of treats, that you are worth it. You're so worthy and so amazing and so fantastic. And you know it from inside of you. The light is shining all the time. Needs nothing from the outside to prove it. Good luck. I hope this episode can inspire you to implement something new in your life. Change is challenging, but that is how we will grow and become a happier, more purposeful person, and to grab the opportunity to do it right now. Do also consider sharing something you have learned from this episode with someone else. Explaining things to someone makes it sink in deeper into ourselves. And if you find this valuable, please subscribe and share this episode with other people. Together, we are building a happier and more purposeful and resilient human race, one person at a time.